Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight to lift up the name of Jesus. We just want everybody to contact their friends and their neighbors and their family and let them know that we're on from 6 to 8 tonight. And we just thank God for each of you. We have some new listeners from Brazil, New Zealand, India, Alaska, Russia, Philippines. We just thank everybody for joining in and listening to us. We just pray that it'll be a blessing to you. And just like I said, just broadcast and share it out for us, and we'll just thank you for it. And if you have any prayer requests, just turn them in, put them in the comments below, and we'll pray for everybody in a little while. And our subject today is Revelation 10:6. It says, "And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, and there that there should be time no longer." And that's what our subject's about tonight, is when God declares that time shall be no more, then he's going to split the eastern skies and he's going to come for those that are ready. And the question is, will you spend eternity when time's up? It's either heaven or hell. You got to choose who you're going to serve. You can't choose two masters. And we just pray and hope that everybody just gets it all under the blood and gets everything right with God so they can spend eternal life with the Lord. And we sure don't want you to go to hell and be tormented for the rest of your life. So we just pray that you'll just get a hold of God and call upon him and just ask him to be your Lord and Savior. And we just thank our pastor for coming over here today and helping us out. And we're going to get him to come and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do want to say we count it a great joy and an honor to be able to come back to you today in the lovely name of Jesus, thanking the Lord for his goodness, for his love and his mercy that the Lord's bestowed upon us. And as Sister Betty said, we're just out to lift up the name of Jesus and present Christ to this lost and dying world, and tell you and let you know that, as you already do, it, there's a better day coming for the people of God. And amen. Praise God, because when Jesus walked here, hallelujah, and then he said, "I've got to go away." And he said, "I'll go away and I'll go and prepare a place for you." Praise God, that where I am, there you may be also. He went to prepare a place for you. John the Revelator talked about it a little bit in the Word of God in Revelation, and It's so beautiful, he said, that eyes ain't even seen. He said it ain't entered in the heart of men what God got in store for them that love him.
Amen.
But I'm so thankful that Jesus made a way for you and I that we could go to that beautiful place that's called heaven, where we'll live in peace and happiness forever and forevermore. For there'll never be no more sorrow. There'll never be no more pain or agony. You know what's so good about it? There'll be no crying or no dying over there. The Bible said he'll wipe away all tears from our eyes, and it'll just be one grand and glorious day that we can live with Jesus throughout the ages of eternity. But this is the place you and I got to get ready.
Amen.
This is the place where we've got to make a choice and to choose whom we're going to serve. And the Bible said, choose this day. We can choose Jesus, and we can live with him throughout the ages of eternity, or we can choose to live the way the world lives, and we'll die forever and forevermore. But I'm so happy, praise God, to know and to report to you and to tell you that Jesus loves you and he wants to save you. Don't matter how deep in sin you may have been, how far the devil may have taken you out there, Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost, not willing that any would perish. Praise God. And the topic is today, praise God, on what he said there. I mean, how this thing is going to end, praise God, and it's all going to be over. He said in a little while, the Apostle Paul made the statement, in a little while, he that will come, he will come, and he will not tarry. And I pray that there'll be something said on this broadcast. And that's why Sister Betty and her husband and them have been on so long and trying to get the gospel out to you, because they love you and they want to hear about you accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And they, many people may not care, but I thank God if God's people loves each other and they want to do something to help you and I to be able that we can all live together in heaven. I'll tell you, it's a sad, sad story when people leave this walk of life and don't have Jesus Christ in their heart and life.
Amen.
And they ain't been born again of the water and the Spirit. Praise God, because Jesus told Nicodemus, when Nicodemus come to him tonight and said, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher that's come from God, because nobody could do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus began to tell him, praise God, you got to be born again.
Amen.
Nicodemus wondered, how can this be? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time in his mother's womb and be born? But he said, except you're born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter in. Praise God. He said, well, this is a hard saying. Who can do it? Praise God. But I'm so thankful today. Praise God for this Lord. And truly, friends, time is running out. I don't guess a very many people that planned on dying lost without God. I've talked to many people and they say, well, I'm planning on getting ready one day. But death comes in a day and an hour that people ain't aware of, and they wind up lost without the Lord. And according to Scripture, that hell's enlarged itself without measure, because so many has put it off so long. But time is running out. We're way down into evening time of the last days. Praise God, and the coming of the Lord is a drawing near. Hallelujah. And this is the hour, and this is the day that lost people out there, if you ain't accepted Jesus,
as your Lord and your Savior, you need to believe on him. The Apostle Paul, in the 10th chapter of Romans, made the statement. He said, man believeth. We hear the word of God, and we believe from the heart. Praise God that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, and that on that third day that he rose, and he said, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. And we believe it from the heart. We confess with the mouth, and confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
Praise God. So you got to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and you got to believe that he rose again on that third day, and that he's alive, praise God. And you got to ask him how to come into your heart and your life, praise God. And he said, that I'll come in, and I'll take my bowl down inside of you, and I'll be a God to you, and you can be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. Oh, I'm so thankful for the plan of salvation. How that we know, friend, without a doubt, how that we've got a better day waiting on us, and a better place that I can go to, for there'll be no more dying, or there'll be no more crying, or there'll be no more pain and agony, or be no more separation, and that is from Jesus Christ, because he loves you, and I know that he was willing to come and to pay that sin debt. And he told us in his word, hallelujah, he said, I've got power to lay my life down, and I've got power to take it up again. And that's exactly what he done. They didn't take his life, no, not by a long shot, but he gave his life because that he had that love for people and for you and I. I may have hit on it last week, and I better gonna come back just a little bit to it. They couldn't find nobody. We needed a Savior. We needed somebody. I would pay to sin debt. The Word of God said in the 5th chapter of the book of Revelation there, and looked heaven and earth over, and they couldn't find none that was worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And John the Revelator said, I wept much, because they would not found worthy to open the book and to look thereon. But one of the elders told John, said, don't weep, John. Ain't been one found worthy to open the book. And I thank God, Sister Betty, for Jesus Christ, when they looked everywhere in the heaven and earth, and nobody would come and pay the sin debt, or nobody would die for me or you. But Jesus said, I'll go. I'll pay that sin debt. Brother, a man that never knew no sin, our man was God found in his mouth, a perfect sacrifice that he gave himself on the cruel cross of mockery and shame and pain and agony. Praise God, and you can lay your hands on yourself and think, what did he do that for? He done it for me. He done it for you, because you needed a Savior, because you could not go to heaven, and you cannot go to heaven except you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Oh, we got people, we got churches everywhere. I think they're going in some other way. They're going to surround Jesus. And brother, they won't accept him into their heart and life. Well, I've got news for you, and don't want to sound mean or harsh, but with all the love in my heart, I want to tell you today, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, you'll die in your sins, and in hell, and the lake of fire, you'll lift up your eyes, and you'll cry unto the Lord, but he won't hear you. But the Word of God said today is a day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart, or don't pray. Brother, I'll tell you what, the church world is sitting around on the Lord. They've dried up. They not only once dead, they're twice dead, and they plucked up of the roots. They died out of the Spirit and the anointing of God. In Romans 8 chapter and down at the latter part of the verse, now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Do you know Jesus today? Hallelujah. Brother, when you accept Him, praise God, see on that third day, after He gave His life for you and me, He rose, hallelujah, on that third day, and He said, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I want to tell you, He ain't a dead Savior tonight. He ain't a dead God. He's alive, praise God. And when you accept Him into your heart and your life, praise God, you ain't no longer dead. You're alive through the Spirit. You're alive through Jesus. So Paul said, hallelujah, we was once dead in sin, but Jesus Christ quickened us, and He brought us alive, hallelujah, and He put something, I'm glad to say, tonight He put something down inside of us that you can build. You don't have to run around through the church and ask people, do you know the Lord? Praise God, He said, for all shall know Him. I preached to Him, because I accepted Him one day, and I asked the Lord when He's knocking at my heart, sister, I said, come into my heart and my life. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man will hear my voice and harden not his heart, He said, I'll come into him and I'll sup with him and I'll be to him a God, and you can be my sons and my daughters. But let me tell you what, hallelujah, when He comes in, you're no longer dead, hallelujah. Amen. You're alive through the Spirit. You're alive through the anointing and the power of God. And I believe with all of my heart, we ought to act like it. Praise God, we didn't come, praise God, to present a dead God to you. But brother, we come to tell you, and I believe I hit it last week. Paul was going from one place to another to preach, and he went into Mars Hill there, where he's coming in to the city. He's seen an inscription they had over the door as he went into the unknown God, who he said, you're eagerly worshiping Him. Brother, you can't worship Him without the Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. God, the Word of God said that God is the Spirit. Woo! And they that worship Him must worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. We're not just born. We're born of the water, and we're born of the Spirit. He quickened us and brought us alive. Brother, I believe we don't have to sit around with our head hanging down. Act like we're the most miserable people they are. So we need to lift our heads up towards heaven and give glory and honor to the King of Kings, of the top of His. Brother, today you got to know Jesus in the free part now of sin. People are way behind. Oh, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. You may not praise Him now. You may not live for Him now. You may live like a hypocrite and live a hypocrite life. You may live a deceived life. You may confess the Lord with your mouth and with your lips all Christian, but they won't live as, they won't go to God's house. They have no spirit of life in them whatsoever. They're dead. Praise God, the little colored lady said one time, I hear her say, anything dead ought to be buried before it begins to smell. But my Lord, my God ain't dead. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. And because he lives, you can live. And praise God, if he lives in your heart, it'll make you want to raise your hand and to praise him. It'll make you want to go to God's house for the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I can't go to the house of God. Ain't better than we are. You know what the dead church needs to do? They need to fall back in that altar on their knees. And we need to stay on our knees till we come from our shouting and rejoicing in the power. I praise God. Because you and I are presenting a living Savior to this world, to lost people. We're telling people a lot of times it ain't just in the way you talk, it's the way you act, my Lord, because I believe it with all my soul and with all my heart. If you really say it, you've got something. You can feel a burning inside you. Old Jeremiah said one time, my Lord, I ain't going to mention by the Lord no more. I just ain't going to say anything else about him. But he held it a little while. And he said, I just can't hold this thing no longer, see. He said, it's like fire shadowed in my bones. Hallelujah. I remember 25 years ago out in Madisonville in a church, my Lord, and that anointing was burning in me. And a little sister said, Brother Hush, why don't you get up and testify? I said, oh, go ahead. She said, just let it, I'll let it burn you up in. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you what, there ought to be something to burn in her bones. Hallelujah. Because he lives. You can live and be happy. Sure, I've got trouble. They part ain't down here, shit. But I'll tell you, there's joy in the soul. There's joy unspeakable. Praise God and full of glory. And he said, I couldn't pour by. I just can't hold it in. But I got to tell somebody about the love, about the anointing. Father, Lord, you feel in your soul and in your heart. That'll make you want to shout a little bit. Hallelujah to his name. Preachers don't like it. That's all right. Congregation don't like it. That'll be all right. You shout it. I remember that song some of them used to have. Bad old shouting John. He shouted too loud. I had one of the biggest churches down in the edge of Georgia come to me. One of the deacons said about my buddy one time and said, will you talk to him? He's a coming to our church. Said he's a praising the Lord, a hooping and a hollering and praising God, and he's disturbing everybody in the house. Said, would you talk to him? Heard me, praise God. Brother, I'll tell you, I can tell you who it was. Praise God, know them all good. Hallelujah, know all the deacons are in that big church. Praise God, but they didn't want nobody. I'm praising the Lord, is out of order. Hallelujah, I tell you what, when you're sitting dead on your pew and won't bat an eye Won't lift your hands. Won't say, thank you, Jesus. Won't say, praise the Lord. You're out of order. You ain't ever got in order. Only way you can be in order is being in the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost. And say, I know my Redeemer lives.
Praise
God. Paul talked about people having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. How many churches? I've got two of them. But how many churches can you walk in? You walk through the doors. You can feel that fire burning. You can feel that anointing. Hallelujah. And you know that the Lord is there. Brother, I'll tell you what. But he said, talk to your buddy and tell him he's going to have to hold it down a little bit and be quiet. And I thought about that song. Some of you may have heard it. I'm sure you have. Old Shouting John has shouted in church all the time. And the deacons put him, he wasn't there. It put him out. And they said, go talk to him. Praise God. Old colored man he was. Hallelujah. But he's in the field plowing a mule. Praise God. And you, I know you hear that. But the deacon went out to the field and said, John, we hate to come and tell you, but we just don't want you to come back to our church. You're making too much racket. You're disturbing everything. We just can't have it going on in there. My Lord and old John began to get happy. Woo! Praise God, he told one of them head deacons, he said, you hold this old mule for me. I'm about to have a shouting fit. Right. My Lord, I tell you all, devil trying to hold you down. Devil trying to back you up in a corner. You need to come out of a shouting and a praise in our God and say, my Redeemer lives. I feel it in my soul. I feel it burning in my bones. I don't care what you may say about me. Brother, but when Jesus comes in the clouds of glory, and he is coming, you can call me God, because I'm going to live here. All the word of God said, same Spirit that raised Lazarus, same Spirit that raised Jesus, it'll quicken these mortal bodies. It'll bring you out. You may have been in a graveyard for years and years, but oh my Lord, on that resurrection morning, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then he said, we that are alive and remain will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And what are we going to do? We're going to be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And forever we shall be with him. Are you ready to meet him? Are you sitting there dead as, praise God, and dry as last year burdened and can't feel nothing? Well, let me tell you, if you can't feel nothing, there must be sin in your life. Repent from which you're falling. Remember where you was. Did you ever feel anything? Did you ever feel God? Did you ever feel the Holy Ghost? If you did, there's something wrong. Turn your heart back towards the Lord. Because when he comes, if you ain't got the Spirit, you'll not go back with him.
Praise the Lord.
May be a hard preacher. I'll tell you what. God didn't call me to pat people on the back.
Amen.
And to tell you a lie. I won't give you nothing for these little weak-kneed hypocrite preachers.
Come on.
Standing behind the pulpit. Patting sin on the back. You're just as guilty as they are. My Lord, I'll tell you what, Paul told Timothy, he said, son, he said, preach the word, be it in season, out of season, woo, reprove and rebuke, and exhort. Oh, he said, the time's coming, and it's upon us right now. They will not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap for themselves. Our teachers, praise God, having each in years, and they'll never come to the knowledge of truth. Paul made another statement. He said, they ever learn them all time. Trying to learn something, but they'll never come to the knowledge of the truth that they might be saved. Brother, he said, I'll turn them over to a reprobate mind. I'll let them believe a lie, and they'll be damned at the end of the road. Have you believed a lie? Are you walking and living a lie every Sunday morning? My Lord, you need to get born again. You need to get Jesus. Because I'm here today, only reason I'm here is Sister Betty and him, praise God, and Brother Tim, and trying to get this word out to some of my loved ones, some of my friends, and tell you, in a little while, he that will come, he will come, and he will not tarry, but I'll ask you, where are you at? You in a dead church? My Lord, Paul said that time will come. They'd have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. From sin to turn away from it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't mean just get up and walk out the doors and walk off and leave it. No, you ought to get up, holler at a buddy or friend or family. So let's go to the altar. Let's get a hold of the warrant of the altar. Let's call on Jesus till he comes down and touches me. And then through the Spirit, I can reach out and I touch my loved ones. How can a dead church God produce any children? How can a mother with a dead womb bring forth any children? How can a dead church bring forth and produce born again child of God? Oh, you hear me? I'm preaching to somebody. Hear me today. You better come alive in the Spirit and get up and start praising Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Praise God, Paul and them. Man, the people, they ain't really praising Jesus, sister. They ain't really worshiping the Lord. I'm going to read you a verse here in a minute. If I can see it, praise God. But I'm telling you, he is worthy. Jesus was, he was presented out of this world. People abused him. They abused him like a spire car. Hallelujah. When I'm sick, I need him. But I tell you what, I need him when I'm well. I need him in the morning. I need him in the afternoon. I need him when I'm laying down. I need Jesus every day of my life. And I believe if I follow him and be with him when the sun's shining, I believe when the storms are raging, I believe I'll call on him, brother, and he'll be right there to help me in the time of need and in the time of trouble. Don't use the Lord. Don't use him like a spare tire. But praise God, him as your Lord and your Savior. Get a hold of him. Get enough for people. I ain't got the love of Jesus.
Amen.
If they did, they'd care about their lost people.
Amen.
Honey, Jesus cared. I was a stranger to him. He wasn't my natural brother. I wasn't no kin to him, but through the rims of the Spirit. But he loved me enough when I was dead in sin to die for me that I could have life and I could live and have life. So he cares about you, and we ought to love one another instead of being filled with hatred. Most churches reading the can't shout. They're so full of envy, strife, and hatred. They hate their brothers. They hate their sisters. Hallelujah. You'll never shout hatred in your heart.
Amen.
You'll never rejoice. You'll never feel that good old sweet Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
And you ain't got no love in you.
Amen.
For you feller man. He loves you. He wants to help us today.
Yes.
But look around. Children, times are running out. Virus, people are dying by the thousands.
Amen.
And by the hundreds. God said in John read a letter, he said, one woe is past. Behold, two more woes is yet to come. Troubles are brewing in our land, in our country. But how many, Paul said, as I come into this town, I seen the inscription to the unknown God, who you ignorantly worship, but he said, let me tell you about him. Let me declare him. He's a loving Savior.
Yes,
oh,
thank
I feel
you.
The Holy Ghost here.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I said, he's a loving Savior.
Yes.
He's a loving God. He'll make you love your brother. He'll make you love your neighbor. He'll make you love your enemy.
Yes.
He'll make you love them that talks about you.
Come on.
He had that love as a driving the nails and beat him till he was unrecognizable. But he raised his voice a little bit and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we need to get Jesus back in the midst.
Yeah.
Churches,
yeah.
And I don't preach denominations. God didn't call me to preach denominations or
yeah.
doctrine of men. I'm licensed under no man. God called me and licensed me
right.
to preach the word of God. I'm not denominations. I believe in the word of God.
Amen.
And he told me when he called me, he said, go preach the word.
Thank
be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke.
Thank
and exhort people so wrapped up in their doctrine. Oh, I'm this, I'm
Amen.
That. And that's all they can see is what they're wrapped up in. Praise Amen. God, I'll tell you, I'm wrapped up in Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I want to tell more and more about him and what he can do. I don't care how deep you are in sin.
Amen.
I don't care. Your nerves may be shot. You may be in a wreck. Praise God and bound up. Oh, I tell you what.
Praise
if you'll cast all your cares upon Jesus,
yes.
he'll take care of you. Because let me tell you, he loves you. He cares about you. He wants to help you. But look around and about. Look, as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Men burning in their own lust, men with men, women with women, going against nature, going against God and against God's word. He burnt Sodom up on account of it.
Yes.
He's going to burn this world up
Amen.
Because of the sin. But where are you standing at? Have you got any ground to stand on? Do you know who Jesus is? Have you accepted him into your heart? Praise God. Well, let me ask you this. Have you been down to the altar? And most people, when they go to the altar, they stay there a few minutes, and they get back up. They go back out the door. Next week, they just the same old person they was the week before. Well, I'm going to tell you, you didn't get what you needed.
Amen.
Did you hear me? You didn't get what you needed. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Oh, but that old man, which is the devil,
Amen.
Sin, that's corrupt, he's
Amen.
Gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He ain't there no more. He has to move out. When the Lord moves in, the devil moves out because the devil
yes.
can't stay where the Spirit and anointing
yes.
of God is.
Amen.
He's got to go, ain't he?
Yes, he does.
And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes.
If you still have all kind of filth in the sun, godliness talk, you better go back to the altar.
Come on.
And get that heart cleaned up.
Amen.
Because from the bunchy heart, Jesus said, your mouth speaks. Oh, I get mad, cuss a little bit. But you need to get your heart right.
Amen.
Oh, it's coming out of your heart.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He'll put in you a new heart, is what he said.
Yes.
Then, sister,
amen.
Said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll put a new spirit in you. I'll make you a new creature.
Glory.
In Christ Jesus, all things are gone. Behold, all things are made new.
Yeah.
But he's coming. He's coming. Are you ready? And really, people ain't worshiping him. And I wondered why. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Why they talked about it. And why they come up here, Sister Steele. Hallelujah. In the 10th chapter. In the 6th verse of the book of Revelation, if I see it. And listen to what he said. And when the 7 thunders, the 4th verse, when the 7 thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up, he said, which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hands to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that time shall be, that there shall be time no longer. Time just run out.
Mm-hmm.
Time, and I thought, my Lord, people say it. And the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Everything David said's got breath, or to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We ought to go into the house of God praising him. We ought to leave praising him and thanking him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But there's not much praise going on.
Amen.
But let me tell you, and my mind kept going back, and I'm going back to verse chapter 4 of Revelation and verse 11. And then you begin to see it in the elders. And all of them there in the 11th verse. And this is what he said. The 11th verse of the 4th chapter. He said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For thy pleasure, they are and they were created. We was created to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To worship him and to praise him. But people have been led astray. But let me tell you, he's coming in the clouds of glory.
Yes.
And because he wrote all of this, praise God, and he said, every knee. He's going to have some perfect praise.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, every knee is going to bow.
Amen.
Every tongue's going to confess that he's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords.
Yes.
You know what?
Amen.
People that ain't never bowed a knee to him before, they're going to bow on that day.
They will.
Yes.
They're
going to
cry. One man told me, he was heavy in drugs. And I was talking to him about the Lord. And he said, Don, I never bow my knees to nobody. I said, I'm afraid you're wrong. I said, because the day's coming. Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess.
Yes.
He's King.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of kings. And he's Lord of lords. And he said, they'll run. Sinner man, sinner woman, boys and girls that does not have Jesus in their heart. They're going to run for the rocks and the mountains.
Amen.
When he steps out on the clouds of glory. They're going to say, rocks and mountains, fall on me. Hide me from him that sits on the throne. You can sit in your homes and hide, dodge God if you want to.
Come on.
ashamed of him, won't lift him up, won't praise him, won't thank him for what he's done for you, what he's given you. But one day when he steps out, time will be no longer.
Amen.
One foot on the land and one on the sea, with his hand raised towards heaven. And swear by he that liveth forever, time will be no more. Who are you going to be at?
Come on.
Oh, sinner man, sinner woman, who are you going to hide?
Amen.
He said they'll cry and they'll beg and they'll pray. Rocks and mountains fall on me and hide me from him that sits on the throne. But no hiding. Amen. Oh, Brother Sammy Dawkins over in Cleveland used to sing that song. No hiding place down here. You got to be covered. I say you got to be covered by the blood.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, I signed the church book. I belong to this and or that. You're still lost as,
amen,
as you can be. I've signed every church book they are in Monroe County, McMinn County, Polk County, Bradley County, Knoxville, all the rest of the counties around, and still be lost.
Amen.
You got to have your name recorded in blood.
Yes, thank you.
In the Lamb of the Life. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission.
Amen.
Where at? But they'll run, fall on us. You will bow.
Yes.
You will confess that he's Lord.
Thank you.
And he's King. Do you know him today? These other brothers are going to come on here in a little bit. Hallelujah. But I've got a hunger. And I feel a burden for somebody. I look over the congregation, and I don't see the joy of the Lord in their hearts.
Thank
I see
you,
sadness. I see an emptiness in their eyes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see a worried spirit. Why worry?
Amen.
The King is coming.
Praise
the King is coming. And I've got a promise from him, Brother Preacher. He said, I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake you. I'll not put on your morning stand. But with every trial, every temptation, he said, I'll make a way for you that you'll be able to escape it. How can you go wrong with Jesus in your heart and in your life? You can't go wrong. These churches, and I ain't preaching, come to my church. Hallelujah, you'd probably never find it if I was. But let me tell you, wherever you go to the church, I don't care what's over the door. I ain't worried about it because there ain't going to be no Church of God. There ain't going to be no Baptist, Presbyterian, Hard Shell, Quakers. You can name them all down. The only bunch of people going to be there
thank you.
Is a born again, the redeemed of God.
Come on.
And he said, let the redeemed, let them say
yes.
So.
Yes.
Have you been redeemed by the blood?
Thank you.
Are you saved, born again, child of God?
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a church with a name on it for people to recognize where you're at. But boys, I tell you, we don't need to present a dead Jesus.
Amen.
One that can't do nothing. He's a Savior.
Yes.
He's a Holy Ghost baptizer.
Praise the Lord.
He's a healer
thank
for
you.
The body. Better than any doctor I ever went to.
Glory to God.
He's a healer.
Yes.
He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee.
Yes.
Get that doubt out of your eyes. Get that doubt out of your heart.
Amen.
And quit looking at the circumstances. And look at the promises. Wow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel that Holy Ghost running through this place. Do you know him? Hallelujah. He's calling somebody. Pleading with somebody to repent from which you're fallen. He's calling somebody. If you've been dead and ain't felt God's Spirit for months on months, there got to be something wrong. Got to be sin in the camp. Turn to Jesus.
Amen.
The time about run out, then.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
But call on him. He's right there. He's at one prayer away.
Amen.
He said, them that come to me, I won't turn them away.
Yes.
But I'll hear their cries.
Yes.
The righteous cries. The Lord hears.
Yes.
And he delivers us out of all our troubles.
Yes. Glory.
Somebody said, I'm too scared. I'll die with a virus.
Jesus.
It'd be better to die with a virus than it would to die without Jesus, wouldn't it?
Amen.
I'd die with a virus in Jesus. I'd still make heaven my home.
Thank you, Lord.
But how many, what happened to people that believed, Sister Betty? What happened to people that believed God was able to take care of us?
Amen.
That would take us, he took the children of Israel all the way through. Their shoes didn't wear out.
Amen.
He fed them. He's still able to feed us.
Yes, he is.
He's still able to take care of us.
Yes.
The Word of God said, casting all your cares upon him.
Yes.
Oh, I got it. I've got it in there. I've got my care and my gold is on Dr. So-and-so. Well, I'll tell you, doctors has buried more people.
Amen.
And I know one of the undertakers made a statement. That man said, how do you know when a doctor give him some pills? How do you know that's them right pills and they won't kill me?
Amen.
He said, oh, well, Marley's undertakers covers up all of our mistakes. But brother, he's covered up a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus will take care of you. Do we believe that he's able to keep that what I've committed into his hands against that day? I believe he's Lord of heaven and earth.
Yes, he is.
I believe he's the great physician. I believe he's the most healed me time and time again. And I know somebody's listening and he's healed you. And he'll heal you again.
Yes.
If you'll believe it. If you'll stand on it. He's still a healer. I believe he's wanting to show you what great things he can do for you.
Yes.
And what he will do. But man, we've got to come alive.
Amen.
Church world got to come alive. We got to rejoice. I preached there, I believe it's Smyrna, the church of Smyrna. Praise God on strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die.
Praise the Lord.
Church, if you feel one bit, just a little bit of his spirit, start strengthening it.
Thank you.
Start strengthening yourself. Build yourself up on the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I don't know what it is. But it come on the morning of Pentecost. There's a rushing mighty wind and filled the house. Talking about this spirit, the anointing, the power. My Lord. And he said, after the Holy Ghost has come on you, you shall receive power. We need power to lay hands on the sick.
Thank you,
and see him recover.
Yeah.
We need power to call those things that are not as though they are.
Thank you, Lord.
He's still God. And besides him, they ain't no wood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't no little bitty wooden God. Ain't a little bitty puny sick Savior. But he's very much alive. He's healthy. He's raised the dead. When doctors give him medicine that was putting them out of here, the Lord brought life back into them.
Yes,
he brought healing back into them. He brought deliverance back to them. Hallelujah. And picked them up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I believe in a lively church. I believe in a lively bunch of people that's producing from the mouth and the breath of their lips.
Glory to God.
They're sending up praise and glory and honor to the King.
Thank you.
But when he comes, every knee's going to bow to him. People that ain't never prayed before. And that guy, he was a big, strong, tough guy. Been in the army. And he told me, said, Don, I used to believe in God. But when I went in the army and I buried 235 little kids that some devil caused to drink poison. And they killed themselves. And they had them too. Said, I don't believe in a God no more. When I went over and put every one of them in body bags.
I said, brother, that didn't change God. Didn't change God. Thank you, but he's still God. Somebody may be out there persecuting him, scandalizing his name, but he'd still be real in my life and in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They may take your life, but they can't go in your heart and steal your Jesus
Amen.
Away from you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for that. They stoned Stephen to death, but my Lord, they couldn't go inside of him, brother preacher, and take that joy out of him. Because, you know, the last breath was the living in body.
Yes.
He looked up steadfast. Whoa, I feel the same.
Thank you, Lord.
He looked into heaven and he said, I see Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I see him standing at the right hand of the Father.
You, the
Bible said he's seated there, but he got up, standing there. And he said, I receive your spirit. He'll stand for you, friend, if you'll stand for
yes,
him.
He will.
What about, hallelujah, what about Sunday morning? You make sure that you prayed up and you can raise your hands and you can raise your voices.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And you begin to praise God. And I'm telling you one thing. When you begin to praise the Lord, the Spirit of God will come down.
Yes.
And you know what? He'll run over. He'll flow over on somebody
yes,
else.
Lord.
And then he'll begin to flow from breast to breast. And the glory of the Lord will fill the house.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
But everybody sits with their little arms folded. Get right with God.
Amen.
Get excited about what Jesus is doing.
Amen.
Get excited and say, well, when I look at this world and it's going down, it's sinking, but I know my Redeemer draws nigh.
Yes.
I know it's near even at the door. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I tell you what, he's done more for me than anybody ever did
yes. then.
He picked me up.
Glory
and he put that anointing in me. He put that word in my mind. Best thing that ever happened. I appreciate these brothers last week and what they're going to say and do today. I appreciate all the listeners. It's been a clicking in. You let somebody else know it. Well, I ain't here to hurt your little feelings. I ain't here to put you down. I ain't here to tell you how sorry you are. But I'm here to tell you, get right with Jesus.
Yes,
you get the Spirit. You can have it. We can have it. We can have a shout and a glorious hallelujah meeting. And when he comes. He's worthy, John said. Thou worthy to receive glory, power, and might be under our God. For how long? Forever and ever.
Yes.
Ain't many people are praising him. But church, we need to praise him and we need to thank him.
Amen.
I appreciate all of our brothers and sisters. Some of you I never met. May never meet you, but I'm planning on meeting you in glory.
Yes.
One day after what? Run on somebody just the other night. He said, I know you, don't I? I said, I have no idea. I don't know you. He said, yeah, I met you in a tent revival down in Cleveland. You was preaching. I said, probably did. He said, well, Brother Hubert Wilson, you pray for Brother Hubert Wilson's family. Hubert went on to be the Lord last night. You pray for his family. Man of God that preached all over his country. Praise God.
Thank you.
And was on fire for the Lord. You get on fire.
Yes.
You can't go hanging on to my coattail.
Come on.
Because I might run off and leave my coat somewhere.
Thank you, Jesus.
You'll be hanging there. Would you hang on to Jesus? Whoa!
Glory.
I'd holler.
Glory.
Hang on to Jesus.
Yes.
He won't let you go. I appreciate you. Pray for this old boy. Pray for Don Harris, Oak Creek, Full Gospel Tabernacle, also in Cleveland, Tennessee. Praise God, God's house of prayer on Wildwood and Spring Place where it comes together at the top of the hill. We're there on Sunday night, 7. Brother Ron, sister pastors on Sunday morning, 10:30. Wednesday night at 7. Down here, just a little piece from where I'm at, Shoal Creek Full Gospel Tabernacle. with our on Sunday morning 10 o'clock, with our on Friday nights at 7, also on Tuesday nights at 7. You're invited to come be with us and see if we won't let you obey the Lord. Pray for these other, pray for all of our people. I'm going to get off here and let some of these other brothers and sisters obey the Lord. But why? Praise God, he's going to get perfect praise.
Yes.
You won't praise him? He may call a rock up.
Amen. Come on.
On your behalf. And you might look at that rock and say, oh no, there goes my blessing. That rock is crying out because I won't. He's going to have somebody that's going to praise him.
Yes, he is.
Is it going to be you? Or me, or who? May the Lord richly bless you. Pray, I want to say I appreciate Brother Tim, Sister Betty, carrying this work on for the Lord, touching lives everywhere, touching people. And I appreciate them and asking me to come and help them out and share with you the blessings of the Lord. Praise God. But you look in God's Word, find out what it's going to take to make heaven you home.
Yes.
May the Lord bless you to the next time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for coming and obeying the Lord. I know people's being touched, and we just thank God for that. And we're going to get these other ones on and let them obey the Lord. Brother Miles, we are going to get these other two on, and then we'll let you obey the Lord.
All right, see you.
We'll have Tim come sing us one song, and then you can obey the Lord after we get these other two on.
All right.
706-264, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, somebody. This is Brother Willie from Bardale, from Bardale Full Gospel Church. God bless you.
Can you turn him up at last? Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming in and helping us tonight. And 706-313, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler again. I'm calling in. I'm a member of Bonnell Full Gospel Church, and I'm calling in and maybe we can help somebody.
Praise the Lord. Okay, looks like Brother Willie called in before you, Billy, so we'll have him run behind Brother Miles, and then you can go behind them. Tim's going to come around and bless us with a song, and then just keep your mind upon the Lord and get in one mind, one accord, and we see God move tonight.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Just want to say I thank all the Facebook listeners out there for tuning in and listening. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, just put them in the comments below. And we'll get to them sometime during the broadcast, and we'll pray over them. Go ahead, Tim, and obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel lonesome. I was free as I could be when I found out. Don't wanna say any words to me. Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying? On your mind, they throw away. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you hardly praying? I'm thinking God has turned his back.
Yeah.
You see more than change your situation. Thinking look at where you're at. Are you praying hard? Are you hungry? Your mind is broken. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Are you holy praying? Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard?
Glory to God. Yes. Go ahead and obey the Lord, Brother Miles.
For a spiritual end, though.
Go ahead, brother.
All right, Liz. You know, Art, I call this a running out of time. And I don't care who you are or where you are, that's exactly what you're doing. The ones that puts off, you know, and I know the brother, this preacher, he can tell you, Brother Todd, talk to people and they'll say, I know I need to, I'm going to, I'm planning on it. But praise God, you know, it says in this verse, it said, at verse 5 says, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. You know, people, we're running out of time. And I thought about that. We look around and we see that the Bible's being fulfilled each and every day. It's getting worse. I remember up there in Afghanistan, they were trying to get them people out, but they didn't want the Christians to come out. And old Glenn Beck, fella used to be on TV, went over there, took a plane, and was trying to save the Christians. Why? Because the State Department wasn't wanting to save the Christians. It's not about Christians anymore. They think it's about their money and their power and all that. See, all that's going to fade away, folks. Glory to God. Because Jesus is coming back. The one with the power is coming back. And he's coming back for people that ain't wasting time. The Bible tells us that we should be redeeming the time and taking it back and cashing it in, glory to God, for Jesus Christ. You can't count on tomorrow. Praise God. Today, he said, is the day of salvation. If you think you're coming to God, let me tell you something. You can't just come to Jesus and accept him as Savior when you want to, friend. Glory to God. The Word tells us, Jesus said, you can't come to me unless my Father, which sent me, draws you to me. Glory to God. You see, you can't just take a notion and say, well, today I believe I'll go to church, go to the altar, and I'll get down and ask him to forgive me, and I'll be saved. Glory to God. That ain't what it works like that. Glory to God, because he said, he who endures, who comes in, is born again, is made a new creature, who starts walking with Jesus, led by the Spirit. Glory to God. He endures to his end. The same shall be saved. Glory to God. We've been fed a bunch of lies for so many years by preachers in the pulpit that preach that, pat you on the back. You'll be all right. Get down and repeat after me. Did you repeat that? Yes. You're saved. Praise God. Let me tell you something. You better have a heartfelt prayer, one of sorrow, or one of grief, or one that you regret what you've done, how you've turned your back on God, how you lived in sin, or glory to God. You got to get right with him. You got to cry. You got to shed some tears of sorrow, or glory to God.
Amen.
Grief over your own life and the mess you made, how you turned from the maker of everything there is, or glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, you can run out of time. Because the people that was over there when Noah built the ark, guess what?
He preached to them. They said it took him 100-something years to build that ark. He was warning them and preaching to them, and a flood was coming, killed all life, and they laughed at him and mocked him. It ain't never rained on the earth. How are you saying it's going to rain now? It ain't going to rain. It ain't never rained. Comes up a mist from the ground and waters the earth.
Praise
what
the Lord.
They mocked him,
that's
made fun of him, and they'll do it to us when we tell them the truth about how they're living. Brother Don,
yeah.
I said he didn't come to please people. He come to please God. Well, tonight I'm going to tell you something.
Amen.
You can't come to God when it pleases you, but you need to come when God is calling you.
Amen,
and
brother.
It pleases
Amen.
Him.
Praise
it's
God,
not
brother.
About you. It's not about me. He made a way
Lord.
Out. We don't have to go into hell's fire. We can be born again. We can be the children.
That's right. Come on.
But tonight it's up to you. Let me show you what happened when no one else. It said it went to rain in there. It said it was the 600th year of Noah's life. In the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the
yeah.
rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. But in that day, that same day it went to raining, they all went in the ark. Noah, his
That's
son,
right.
his wife, and their wives went in the ark. And guess what happened? Verse 15, glory to God, I'm going to read that. And it comes out of Genesis chapter 7. It said, and they went in unto Noah into the ark. This is the animals, two by two, of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of flesh, and as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. You see, there comes a time in your life when you turn God away enough of time that God will shut that door, friend. You can't knock that door down, because when God says, no, I've called you, I've begged you, I've blessed you with life, I've blessed you with good things, glory to God, and you still said no, now I'm saying no. It's too late. You've wasted all this time, and your time has finally run out.
Hey,
friend,
you,
what are you going to do then? Because there's people
come on, brother.
Right
come on.
Just around us right here. A 20-something-year-old man died the other day. A 230-something-year-old died. One that was 42 died, and one in his 50s. That's them people thought they had plenty of time left. And glory to God.
Bless
God
you, Lord.
Never want to go home. And you know what? If they wasn't ready, their time was gone. They don't have no more time. They don't have time to say, Lord, please forgive me. Please come into my life. Lord, I don't want to go to hell. They didn't even have time to say it because their time stopped if they wasn't ready.
Yeah.
It says in the Bible, as a tree falls, so shall it lay. If they fell lost, they'll rise lost. But if they fell down and out of this life and they were saved, glory to God, it'll be like over there. And when it talks about that rich man and old Lazarus the beggar, glory to God, it said that rich man,
come on.
He was
yeah.
in purple. And fine
linen,
and fared sumptuously every day. See, he had all he could want. He was rich and wealthy of the things of the world. But old Lazarus, an old beggar, sat at his gate begging. He said, full of sores on his body where he wasn't eating right. He wasn't staying clean right. Didn't have no place, glory to God. And he sat there and begged the crumbs. It fell off the rich man's table that he might eat them. I'll bet you that old rich man didn't ever walk out there to hear, son, here's you a sandwich. Here's you something to drink. Here's some water. Let me
yeah.
wash your feet for you. Glory to God. That's what a Christian would do. But that rich man trusted in his riches. And glory to God. It said pretty soon, though, that old beggar died. And it said when the beggar died, that the angels carried him up into heaven, into the bosom of Abraham. But see, the old rich man died too. His time run out just like Lazarus. But Lazarus was ready. Hallelujah, God. That old rich man said, lift up his eyes, being in torments, and said, looked up and said, Abraham, afar off. And old Lazarus in his bosom.
Yeah.
Lazarus had made it home. And old
man.
Rich man squandered his time. He didn't have time anymore. It was gone, friend. He had waited too long. He had trusted in his riches, trusted in the world.
He had to pay $150 a night for hotel room.
But it was gone. All his time ended. And now everybody
had to pay $150 a night.
Glory to God. and he looked up at Father Abraham, and he said, Father Abraham, send old Lazarus down. Now, this is a beggar that he wouldn't even speak to.
Hallelujah.
And he said, let him touch his finger into some water and just touch my tongue. And he said, for I am tormented in these flames. He was in the pits of hell, friend, already burning. And people said, well, that don't happen until judgment. I got news. I know what the Bible said. It said it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment, which means after that. You get judged, you either go in
that's right.
And are buried, or praise God, or you get carried into the bosom of glory, the God Abraham, the resting place of God in heaven, or praise God. And that's where I want to go. That's where my people went that died, that was serving God.
Yeah.
Brother Yearwood is up there right now. Hallelujah. My dear friend. Hallelujah. And there's many, many saints that are up there. They're waiting on us to make the journey. But friend, you keep dragging your feet. You keep sitting on the church pew,
bless
and you ain't
Lord.
Got enough to change in your life. You keep going up there and claiming that you're a Christian, but if they see the way you live, you have to hide to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody know who and what you are. Praise God. Your time will run out. One day, you'll play games long enough, hallelujah, and your time will end. And what if Jesus comes back? And that angel steps
yes.
up tonight.
Hallelujah.
At the time, it'll be no longer. It's it. It's over. Look at your watch right now. I can ask somebody what time it is. They throw that arm up there and say, oh, it's this time or that time. Well, praise God. What about when all the watches stop? What about when all the clocks stop? What about when it don't tell you on the radio what time it is no more? Because there ain't no more time. And you wasted it all.
Yeah.
You spent it out here on righteous living in the world. You couldn't turn to God long enough to say, Jesus, please forgive me. You died.
That's it.
You died to save me, to make a change in me, to take my sins away. And here I am. I've wasted my time. I hadn't redeemed that time with you, God. I spent it on something else. Praise God. But tonight I got good news for you. There's a story in my Bible. It talks about the prodigal son, a one that run away from the father. And he went out in the world and was living just any way, spent all he had. When he started starving to death, his soul was drying up in him, folks. He was about to die spiritually, but he said, I'm going to go back home. And I'm going to tell my father, this
yeah.
is me wanting to get servant. I'm not worried
about him no more.
Just take me in, Father. Glory to God. I'm coming home. And he said, when the father saw him coming a long way off, he ran.
Yeah, come on.
And fell on him and kissed his neck. Glory to God. Put a robe on him. Put shoes on his feet. Bring a ring and put on his finger. My son, who
yeah.
was dead, is alive again. He's waiting on you to come back, friend, tonight. He's waiting on you to
yeah.
call out on the name of Jesus from the depths of your heart, knowing that you need him as your personal Savior, knowing that he's going to be there, and he will accept you. He's
praise
not going to throw you away. The potter will reshape the clay. He'll make it over again. He'll make it to please him
yeah.
and not please this world. People today, don't you give this up. Don't you let this go. Because there's coming a time, and it's coming soon, I think, when people's either made their mind up or they're going to really do without. Praise God. Here's what it says right
come
here.
On,
I'm going to read a little out of the book of Luke.
Come on, yeah.
And this is what it says
preach.
In chapter 12, start at verse 16. It said, he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty.
Well,
he just had a bumper crop of everything. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, boy, ain't that just like us. I'll say to my soul, glory to God, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, Lord. That'd be like somebody winning
yes.
the lottery. Glory to God. Hey, bank boy, I got it made now. I got me a million in the bank. I'm going to live like a king the rest of my life. And something happened and they died in somebody else's. Well, guess what happened? When he said that, God said unto him, thou fool, tell him how foolish he was. This night, thy soul shall be required of thee. then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. People, it don't matter what you got in your bank account. If you looked in mine, you'd laugh. If you looked in my billfold, you'd probably have pity and give me a dollar. But praise God, you know, that don't matter to me. I got something better. I've got a treasure that's better than gold.
Amen.
I've got glory to God. I'm the least I'm
going
to is pure gold. That's glory to God. It don't matter what I have here. I've always had enough. I've always had food. I've always had a place to lay my head. I've had a place to be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. But praise God, that's how good he is. Hallelujah. To a poor man, he'll still carry you through. Today, it don't matter if you're rich or you're poor. It matters if you trust them riches more than you trust God. Because just like that rich man there, when you trust what you've got, your time may run out that night. It may run out tomorrow. There's people listening right now. Oh, listen to me and hear me tonight. Glory to God. There's people listening tonight that won't live another week. And it may not be sick. It may just be a heart attack and you die like that. It may be that you go to sleep and you don't wake up. It might be that all of a sudden you go to the doctor and he says, you got about 4 or 5 days to live. I'm sorry. We didn't catch it sooner. And you don't know when it's coming. But you know you're going to run out of time one day. Hallelujah. And there ain't going to be no starting over. Hallelujah. When the clock of God strikes midnight, son, that's the end of it. He's going to shut time down and come back to get us. But ain't it going to be bad for them that's put it off? Them that's laid it out, wouldn't do nothing for God. Them that wouldn't turn to him, didn't want him. And I want to read just a little bit out of Revelation before I quit. Try to give others a little bit of time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's come down
praise to chapter 3. Name, Jesus.
Chapter 3, verse 7. And it says, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shut it. And should it.
Yeah.
No man is open.
No man.
Friend, there's coming a time right now. Right now, the door may be open for you to cry out to God. But I'm going to tell you something. I remember that verse over there when he's talking to the church of the Laodiceans. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I don't know about you, but if I knock long enough, I figure out there ain't nobody home or there ain't nobody listening. After a while, they don't want nobody to see me. So I leave. And God is the same way. He'll call you and call you, but you ain't got a promise of but one calling. He'll call you to salvation. And he may call you over and over. Even if it's not too late and your heart's still with God, if you'll get down right now, wherever you're at, don't you put it off till church starts. You may not make it. Get down right now. And say, Lord Jesus, what he said is the truth.
Glory
I don't know how much time I've got. But I've got time right
yes,
now to call
brother,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus to believe in faith that you'll save me.
That's right.
And if not, I can be saved this night. I can wake up in the morning if I wake up and I know that I don't have to face that day alone. It don't matter what comes, I got a partner that'll go through it with me. He'll make a way when there seems to be no way. Glory to God. He'll put blessings on me. When the world tries to curse me, God will bless me. And people, he's waiting to bless you right now. He's waiting to bless you with his Holy Ghost Spirit inside you. The brother talked about that scripture a while ago out of the book of Romans. And it said, you don't have the Spirit of Christ. You're none of his. Tonight, you need to hear it. You need to know that you can stand up in front of the church and say, I praise God that he came into me. That he changed me. I'm not who I used to be. I'm who I'm going to be. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the living God. And
hallelujah. Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to get up and tell the world about it. Brother Don said they go to church and they sit there like a fish out of water. They act like they can't move. They sit still.
Yeah, come on.
But if they get up and let God move,
I see it, brother.
He can use you to edify somebody. He can use you to get the Spirit flowing and really have church. People forgot what church means. Church is the house of prayer. When you go and pray to God, he's going to answer you. And people have let go of him. They've let go of their first love. They found something out here that drawed their eyes and they turned away from God. Peter did it. He jumped out on them waves. Peter was taking steps on the water, folks. He wasn't sinking till he looked away from Jesus. And when he looked away from Jesus, looking at the waves, he started to sink. You might be looking at the things of this world tonight and thinking how good they look and what it would be like to have this and to have that. Oh, if I work harder, maybe I can get it. Let me tell you something. If you want to get it, get hold of Jesus. He owns it all. There ain't nobody here owns the thing. It all belongs to Jesus. He made it all, folks. He's the one that created it. Hallelujah. And he created you. He told Jeremiah, said, I knew you before you was formed in your mama's womb. Now, people, that we come from God. I didn't come from no planet way off. I didn't come from no aliens. I didn't come because of just daddy and mama got together. I came because of God. I come because I was made for him. You was made for God. And if you don't have it, it's part of you that's missing. And it's the best part. It's the part that'll carry you into eternity, into the kingdom of God. But without it tonight, you're going to die. And your time's going to run out. And there ain't going to be time to even get there and say, I'm sorry, Lord. But just like Brother Don said, you're going to bow your knee to him. You're going to kneel before him. And you're going to look up and say, he's Lord. You're the King of Kings. And you are the Lord. You're going to know then what you've let go of. You're going to know then what you let the time run out on. Glory to God. The foolishness of this world is going to pass away. But God is forever. Glory to God. Do you want forever or do you just want right now? Because that's God, they're choosing right now rather than forever. They're choosing right now over the best thing it ever was. If they once got the Holy Ghost, I got news for you. You won't want no dope no more. If you got the Holy Ghost, you don't want to drink no more. You get the Holy Ghost, you don't want to go out to parties and dance. Because you can dance in the Spirit, and you got a partner that won't get tired on you. And he can dance you to where you didn't think you could dance no more and still be running and shouting and praising God. I started dancing down. You can see on my arm, I went up there, got cut from here to here, and it was all staples down through there. I went and got them took out today. I started home, and I'd heard this song hundreds of times. And it said, he ran to me, that song about when he came home to the Father, and he ran out to him and meet him. And I went to cry and praising God and speaking in tongues. And I like to broke this hand. I started up so hard and so fast. I hit the roof of my car, broke my fingers over. And I was praising God, and I didn't feel it till after I got done praising God. He had to drive the car a little while. But you know what, people? That's joy that lives within me. That's the Spirit of God that lives, hallelujah, that lives inside. That's it. A glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Forever. Have you been sealed? Have you been sanctified? Have you been filled up by the Holy Ghost? Because if not, friend, you're wasting your time claiming to have something you don't have. You're lying to men, but you can't lie to God. When we stand before him, we're going to stand naked. Everything about us is going to be right in the open. You can't sit in church and claim it. You got to be in church and have it. And tonight he's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. He wants you to be the prodigal that comes back to God and said, look, I've wasted time, Lord, and I may run out, so I want you tonight. I want you now. I don't want to go to sleep tonight taking a chance that I won't wake up tomorrow. Glory to God. What if I don't, Lord, and all my time is gone? It's happening to so many every day. Thousands of people die every day.
Hallelujah.
What if it's your turn? Where would you be tomorrow if Jesus comes back tonight? Glory to God. Because that's the only question that matters. Where would you be tomorrow if Jesus comes back tonight?
Would you
be lost forever, burning in fire? Would you be where the rich man went? Would you be in hell? Well, hell ain't the worst place. Hell itself's going to be cast into the lake of fire. It's much worse. That's made for the devil and the fallen angels. And yet it's having to open itself up because people are desiring to go there rather than serve God.
Praise you, Lord.
You don't know joy till you know Jesus. He said, I'll fill you with unspeakable joy and full of glory. Tonight, that unspeakable joy is yours for the asking. Praise God. I went through eye being took away. I went through 2 years, 9 months of being blind where I couldn't see nothing, but I trusted God. I prayed one prayer all the time. I said, Lord, let me see good enough to read this word where I could preach this word of God. And I got sight in an eye that more doctors than two or three said you'll never see out of that eye. But see, God was bigger than the doctors. If you remember, there's a woman that comes to Jesus. She'd been to all the physicians, spent all her living on the doctors, and didn't do nothing for her. But she come to Jesus, folks, and when she touched the hem of his garment with her faith, glory to God, she was healed immediately. And Jesus whirled around and said, who touched me? He felt her faith. He knew she was made whole, and she knew she was found out, and she come and confessed it. He said, be of good comfort.
Yes.
Your faith has made you whole. Tonight you can be made whole. See, when God tells you in James chapter 5 that we get to praying and somebody gets healed, he don't just heal them. He forgives their sins. People don't read their Bible. They don't understand it. Glory to God. I don't understand everything in the Bible. So what? Just read it and walk it and live it, and God will give you wisdom as you go. They say, well, the King James is too hard to understand. Praise God, it's plain as anything. You read it, it tells you what to do, tells you what not to do, tells you the ingredients you got to have to make it in the kingdom of God. You got to be born again by the water and the Spirit. What water is he talking about? Baptism? What about the living water he told the woman at the well he'd give her? Flow up inside. Glory to God. I want that living water bubbling up in me where I don't thirst no more in my soul. And I've always got drink.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost fills you up. It'll bring a shout on you. A glory to God. I've been in Walmart and get to talking to somebody and old head go to jerking back and forth, hands up in the air. I don't care where I'm at. When God says shout, it's time to shout. When God... I'm about ready to break loose. It's the Spirit. Glory to God, the Spirit in this message tonight. Your time is running out, world. Your time is running out. Quit playing. Quit pretending. Quit lying. Come to Jesus and truly give your heart and soul to Him.
Hallelujah.
Because time is swiftly passing away. I thought about my wife. They told her she had cancer. She lived about a year and a half with that cancer. And she was so ready to go, though. She looked at me and the last word she told me, said, I really don't want to die. But she just grinned then because I knew she was ready and she knew she was ready. I know where she's at. I know where to meet her. I know how to get there. I got a road map. Glory to God right here in front of me. All I got to do is follow the directions. Hallelujah. It's like a recipe. Women cook and get these recipes out of them books, and they cook something new. And, man, it's good when they put it on the table. We just lap it up. Glory to God. Well, you get a little taste of Jesus, friend, and you won't never want nothing else. He'll put a taste in your mouth, and it's so sweet. He'll put a smile on your face that you can't wipe off. You'll go everywhere you go with joy. And singing and thanksgiving and praise and the glory of God shining out of you. Praise God. That's what it's about. I want to be a beacon for somebody else. I want them to know this old man loves you and I care about you and I care where you end up for forever. Tonight, we're preaching because your time is running out. You can put it off and put it off, but you can't put off death. When it comes for you, you'll answer the call. And I will too.
Yes.
If he says tonight, James Miles, it's time for you to come home. I'm leaving here. And I better leave ready. Glory to God. I don't want to leave without him, his spirit, and a new birth certificate that's only written in heaven. I got a birth certificate, friend, that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. My name is engraved in. Hallelujah. In the blood of Jesus, I'm going home. And I want you to come to. I want you to come.
Yeah.
I told
you. Amen.
I don't want to go to church and look around and miss none of you. So everybody just go with me. And tonight I think we all ought to start redeeming our time. Spending in prayer. spending, and these people out here that's needing help so bad, it ain't going to kill us to get down and spend an hour or two in prayer and ask God to help them. And if we can help them, it'll kill us to go and do it. We got to get grown up in this. I was a baby for so long. And I'm going to tell y'all something about running out of time. I know I took a little time. I'm sorry, y'all. But I was sleeping. And God woke me up in the middle of the night and said, I'm going to call you one more time. I thought I was serving God, but I wouldn't listen to his call for me. I went to the altar and I got down and I just wasn't going to move to the answer. I stayed right there. And I felt him in a different way than I'd ever. I shouted. I spoke tongues. I had the Holy Ghost, but I wasn't doing what God wants.
Yeah, come on.
He told me I'm
calling. Hallelujah.
I told my wife, she said, you better be careful what you're saying. And we went to church the next Sunday, got down praying. The old man come over, didn't know her, laid his hand on her, and said, God's call don't get in the way. Turned and walked off. So she never said another word. I've been preaching ever since, folks. God loves to use somebody that's been so far down that when they come up, they love God so much for what he forgave them for that they don't never forget it. And I'll never forget when I got saved. Yeah. I'll never forget when he took every sin I had and blotted out and said, now you're walking as I have you walk. Now you can be the man I want you to be. And it's time for you. Man, woman, child out there tonight, you're old enough to come to Jesus. And some of you are so old, you've been set in your ways. Don't worry about your ways. Worry about Yahweh. When we please God, it'll please us. And I'm going to turn this back over to Sister Betty now. And I love all of you. Brother Don, I enjoyed the words you brought.
I enjoyed you, brother. Appreciate it.
And I just praise God for everybody out there. I thank y'all. I love all of you. I really, really love you. But God.
Yes, amen.
Turn to him.
Thank you.
He's waiting. I'll give it to you, Sister Betty.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for obeying the Lord. And we'll get Brother Willie on next.
But please, already, Brother Willie, that's what I'm going to let him do. Go ahead. Let him take my turn.
Praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Billy. Got to get turned on here. Okay, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, I love the Lord and thank him for everything he's done, and he's worthy of all the praises. Thank you for the church where I go to. Thank you for the spirit I feel there, and thank you for everything you've done. You know, we're reading here, and let's see, you're at number 10. My fan blew me. 10 and 6, ain't it? Okay. And swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be no time no more. But in that day of the voice of the servant angel, when he shall declare the gain to sound, and they ministers of God should be fashioned, and they have declared unto his servant their prophets the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is in thy mouth and thy hand, and the angel which stood upon the sea and upon the earth. And when I was upon the I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thee bitter in thy belly, but it shall be in thy mouth sweeter than honey. I stopped right there. You know, he told John, to take that little book, you know, and that little book right there now is one we hold in our hand, praise God. He said, eat the whole thing. Oh, well, you don't like it, and you're gonna be, it's gonna be bitter to your stomach. That's because some people can't stand the true word of God. You know, it makes them sick to hear stuff that they've never heard before. It makes them sick because they've been playing God, and when they read about something in the Bible, that it makes them mad and it upsets them, and they'll have to make another Bible to where it soothes them over, praise God. They can't handle it, like the Lord said. Take it. He said, it's going to be bitter to your stomach. That means some days we all going to run, if we're child of God and we read a Bible, some days we're going to run across something that's saying, Lord, you show me something different. He'll show it to you if you're sincere with him and if you trust him and everything, and he will guide you through everything. If you don't understand something, you know, but we got to accept everything that's in this book. We got to hold it to our heart dearly, you know. And you know, but some people, they lose it, and they got preachers out there. They ain't got no preachers that got backbones to say, hey, y'all going to have to eat this word. Y'all have to eat this tree word and know he sugars it down.
Come on.
He waters it down. And that's why people today just do anything they want to, but their pastor said, you know, I know you can't take it, but we'll skip that part right there. But y'all go on and prosper. Y'all go on and help. They show them ringy tithes and offerings in on Sunday. And praise God, and they live like the devil through the week. I'm going to go right over here on Revelation. Revelation, I think it's 2. No, in 2:2. And this is part of the reason that they don't want to serve the Lord no more. This is the reason that they're falling out of love with church. You know, he said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy prince, and know that thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them, which say they are apostles and are not, and thou hast and them liars, and found in them the liars, and based and for my name's sake that labors and I have not found. Nevertheless, he said, I have something that I sound against thee, because thou hast left their first love. That first love right there, you know, there's a whole lot about that. And I guarantee you that some of people don't want to read that, because they say, no, I still love Jesus, you know. But they get out there and do what they want to, because some people told them, hey, you can do that and still live right. Some of them ain't even going to church, and they go to the world and ask them questions. And they just let them do anything they want to. But he said, I've tried you, and I found you, every one, to be liars, every one of you. He knows who it is, and we don't have to call him no names, praise God, because he knows who it is. And he said, because you left the first love. You lose that first love. I know when I got right with God, you know, I wanted more and more of it. And I didn't know some things, and that's what I wanted to know. Why? Because I love Jesus. I thank him for everything he done for me. I thank him for blessing me and my family all these years. Because I don't want to lose that first love, praise God. Because, so you know, they say a song, you can't go back home again. The things won't be the same. But I hear people testify. I've lost my first love. I'm trying to get Jesus to take me back. I've been praying to him, but I've not heard no answer. Well, you know what that is because you don't belong to him no more. And he's not going to hear you. But if you ask him ask him in the name of Jesus to forgive you and cleanse you of your sins, then he'll start hearing you again. But the church world,
yeah,
and the church people has brought the world into the churches because they don't want to hear what God says to the Lord, praise God. They want a book that someone else wrote for them, praise God, and they don't want to hear nothing, praise God. All they want to hear is you do a sign. Do what you want to. But I guarantee you, if you lose that first love, it will be hard on you. It will be miserable on you till you do like the prodigal son. You come back to the Lord, praise God, and do it all over. But that first love is what's happening today, praise God, in the churches. That first love is what they say. You don't have to do that. You can... just as long as you call on the Lord, you know, you can go ahead and sin and be saved. Just as long as you call on the Lord. Once saved, always saved. But you know, yep. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that at all. But he did put in there. Or else why? Why would he put in there in Acts? He put in there in Acts. It's, repent, therefore, and do your first works over. And that means,
yeah,
that tells me that if I slipped on God, I got to do my first works over. The first work is you got to repent. You got to fall on Jesus' name and ask him to forgive you. The second,
amen,
thing you do, you get baptized again. Because when you lost that first love, that baptizing was dead too. You put Jesus Christ right back up on the cross. Praise God. And then you got to start from scratch like a baby walking. But God, praise God, though, you should already have a lot of the Word of God in your heart if you one time know him. The Scripture said it's better to have not known me than to know me and forsake me.
And,
but, you know, they've lost their first love. Once you lose that first love, and that's what happens to many marriages. I tell my daughter today about if the, both of the men and women was working, they're going to find, eventually they're going to lose their first love they had with one another, not spending enough of time with them. And that's why there's so many divorces. They don't keep God in their lives. They get married in the Lord, praise God. A bunch of them, I know at least 50 or 60 couples say they're in the Lord, but praise God. Once they learned that first love they had when they first got married, they're not the same no more. And they split up, you know. And that's what happened to the church world. We are married, but we are bought by a price. We are married, and
yes,
we are the bride of the groom. And he adopted us into royal priesthood. And now if we lose that first love, praise God, it's going to be more troublesome for us. So you just as well, if you think it's hard right now to serve the Lord, he said, choose you this day who you're going to serve, praise God. But,
yes,
you know, you got to choose,
yeah,
today that you're going to, you know, you got to make your mind up. It's like when you got to make your mind up about you,
yeah,
your wife and your family. My wife didn't have to work when we was growing, the kids was growing up, so I said, I'm the man of the house, and if I have to work two or three jobs, I will. But I didn't have to do that. The Lord blessed me with a 12-hour job for a long time, and we bought a trailer, then we parked the trailer, then right beside it, about 2 years later, I built a house there. Praise God. I started church when I got that house built, And I thank the Lord then for allowing me to get that house built. I didn't know the Lord. And when I got it built and I realized who did it, I thank the Lord for letting me build that house, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what we got to do. Sometimes you get that first look. You can tell when somebody's on fire for God. I've seen them get out of their cars in the parking lot, and the Holy Ghost would hit them, praise God. And they would run into the church and praising God. But you don't see hardly that no more. They've got dignified what they got. They lost their first love and they got dignified. Praise God. But you know, we can't lose that first love. He said, I tried and you found that you'd be liars, you know. And, but you know, there's a lot of them. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at your heart door. And a lot of people read that, but they don't know what it means. They don't want the meaning of it. They just want to read it. Like John 3:16. Hey, you need to study that right there. You need to get your book down. I'm not talking about somebody wrote one. I'm talking about the real King James Version. And if you don't understand it, well, ask God to show it to you. Ask God to, he said, you like wisdom, knowledge, it's because you don't ask him nothing. And it's our fault sometimes, but we got to hold on to that ever-changing hand, praise God, and we got to take the little book, this book right here. We ain't part of it. Yeah, they say, I don't like that. It's making me sick. Well, it ought to, but once you get over that sickness, praise God, then you can eat the Word of God. Then you know what to do, praise God. But first, you got to get in the Word of God and keep that first love. That first love will keep you going. Yeah. It keeps you anchored in the Lord. That first love will keep you. Amen. That first love will let you hold on to the hem of his garment, praise God. If you need a miracle, praise God, that first love will let you hold on forever. I mean, hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, you know, when the trumpet sound, praise God, then they're going to see when the steps, when the graveyard's all tore. Well, they say, where are they going, praise God? You know what I'm saying? Then they're going to be left there standing, praise God, wondering, what in the world? I didn't think them people right there was going to heaven. But yet, listen, that's another thing. They don't know what their hearts is. You can't judge. People say, you can't judge me. Well, I had to preach a funeral last week for my cousin. Never did go to church, you know. And it's hard to preach one of them. And I told him, I said, look, the Lord loved him enough to spread his wings and let him go and do his own thing, just like he did each and every one of us. I said, but, you know, I don't know what his last breath was, and I don't know what he was thinking. I said, but the Bible, the scripture do say that God's going to do separation, and God is going to be the one to say, you go here and you go yonder. And I said, that's not my job. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They want to take that job upon themselves. And when they look at poor people that comes into their church and needs something from the Lord, they look at them, see what kind of clothes they're wearing. And they say, they don't belong here. They nasty, you know. But praise God, you're lucky you that are sitting there judging them like that. I mean, the Bible said that, you know, we introduce them to Jesus, and he cleans the inside out. He cleaned it out, praise God. He'll give them all their wisdom to clean the outside out. Therefore, you know, they'll start dressing right. If they listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to act like a child of God. They're going to walk like a child of God. They're going to dress like a child of God. But that's the problem in this time that we're living. Every day they're waxing cold, and they're blaming things on God that God didn't have nothing to do. Praise God. But, you know, sometimes he said it will rain on the just and unjust just alike. But he said, let them grow together, and I'll do the separation, praise God. That's not my job to do the separation. And I can introduce them to Jesus, and if they don't want it, you know, they can't say that they've not had an opportunity to know the Jesus, to hear the word. That's why we got to keep telling people. We got to give them the word and say, look, Jesus is coming.
And I've heard that all my life, but some of them, when they lay down and go to sleep, praise God, their days is not, their days over with. They'll go to sleep and the Lord will take them home, praise God. Their number come up. So anytime, you know, you're working for the Lord, anytime in this world, when the Lord thinks your number's up or you went through enough on earth, he'll say your time is up. He said, go and get my child. He said, I'll come unto you and receive you unto myself. Where I go, you shall be there also. It's John 14. But the time is about out, and I thank you for an opportunity to come on here, and I thank you for an opportunity to just get prayer for our church. And the Lord's going to bless it, and I want to see you. We're going to start growing, praise God.
Amen.
And these won't come in the days when they're going to beat the church doors down to get in. Now they beat the church doors down to get out. But when time comes, praise God, and I believe it's coming, and it ain't far away, that you know, the every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And the song says, standing room only. So I believe that's going to be with the churches when all that takes place. They know where their help is. They know where the refuge is. But I'm saying, why wait till you get to that point? Why wait that long? It ain't hard serving the Lord. Praise God. He won't ask you something that you can't do, praise God. And
Amen.
If you got that first love, praise God, you're going to act like that first love. You're going to hold on to that unchanging, man. And you're going to not let go until you get from the Lord what you want to get. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Billy. Just going to go ahead and just take all these prayer requests. God knows every one of them, and I ain't got time to read all of them, so we're just going to take them all to God in prayer. And we'll pray for all the needs out there on Facebook. And everybody, let's just pray for all the needs. God, we just pray for
you. Yes, Lord, we come again, God, for the needs and the requests. Nursing homes and touch and heal and deliver. Be set free by the power of God. We will be glory. We'll thank you, Lord. Bless our brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray and ask thee. Thank you, be so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, our time is just about come and gone, so we're going to say good night. God bless. And we'll see you next week at the same time from 6 to 8 USA Eastern Standard Time. So we just say God bless and good night.
God bless.
God bless.
We'll see y'all next
week.
Good night. God bless.
Amen. Yeah.